Let's see if this works.
Seriously now, don't you have better uses for $15,000? This is the open source Rivendell Radio Automation System.
Hello, this is Orkon DK, and this is an HBR episode on the Rivendell Radio Automation System. Now, as a warning, unlike my past two episodes, this isn't scripted, well, not much anyway. I'm doing this as live because I have this strange idea about doing my own podcast, and I don't really want to be reading from a script for all that, so I'm doing this kind of like a radio show would actually be done. I spoke about Rivendell in the last podcast I did, along with lots of other internet radio software things, and Rivendell is probably the most complex of the lot because it is designed for real radio stations. Things, you get software which you have to pay huge amounts of money for, and it's and they're all tied together, so you can have a suite of machines and a suite of software all doing the editing, all doing the queuing, creating playlists, all of that stuff, as well as playing back shows that it can automatically record. Rivendell has all of this stuff, and it's all open source, free software, running on Linux, I think exclusively, although some things can work on Windows, I think some of the uploading. So, hopefully this will get me into doing podcasting properly. I want to do something where a sort of a magazine show, talking about crap that I like, and also playing some Creative Commons music. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to play a track for you now. This is all stuff that I've gotten from Jamendo. It's all Creative Commons. In fact, the music that's playing underneath me at the moment, which I'll talk about how that's set up on the system later. This is by a Serbian artist called Alexander Blue, which is really nice as a bit of a bed music. But we'll talk about that later. We are now going to play you a track by Brad Sucks, as I'm sure everyone who knows about Creative Commons music has heard Brad's stuff. And this is my favourite track from his second album, and it's called There's Something Wrong, which I hope is not going to be what this whole podcast is going to be like. So let's go. Let's click.
It seems a little strange, but I just can't explain why I'm tearing out a page and then I'm sending it out over the ocean. And I've been feeling down lately ever since I met you, baby. People say I'm acting crazy. They say that I'm over emotional.
Okay, well, that didn't work quite well. Playing that, and then I got a phone call from the wife, so I've probably cut that out on the podcast. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, why am I using Rivendell? Well, I wanted to try it out, and it's really, it's a bit of a pain to install, unfortunately. So, I'm going to go through a bit on how I installed it, and what I installed it on, blah, 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 blah. So, you can, there is a live CD, there's a few live CDs, I think the software is designed to run on OpenSUSE, but obviously it's Linux, so there's also a Debian package as well, but they're really old versions. It's like 1.7 something, whereas the latest version is 2.0.3, probably, anyway, something like that. It's in the 2, and I wanted to try out version 2, because it it does a few things differently under the hood, and I didn't want to go through the messing about with upgrading it. So, so I am running Ubuntu Studio 12.04, which is the long-term support relief, which is due out next month, or at the end of this month. I got the daily, installed it, but it's on an external USB drive, which I talked about in my other HBR episode. So I can just plug in my external drive into whichever machine that I happen to be using at the time, and I can just boot up into it's essentially a live session, although it does it writes to the drive. It's like 100 gig partition on one of my external drives, which is all very good. So it means I can work it on at work, and I can then come home and plug it into another machine, or even my laptop, or maybe netbook, but I don't think that fits on the screen. I'm nattering, let's carry on. I picked Ubuntu Studio because obviously it has a lot of audio stuff already installed, so I've got Audacity and Ardour and a whole bunch of Jack stuff. So that made it a little bit simpler, I didn't have to install a whole bunch of other things. Also, I kind of like XFCE, because that's what Ubuntu Studio has instead of Unity. But it probably runs quite well in Unity if I tried it out, but we'll see. So I was compiling from source, which isn't too bad. There's a few things a bit dodgy. One, the .configure file had some odd stuff in it, which I need to swap around in for it to compile. Rivendell uses Qt3, which is obviously quite old now. It looks alright, but it does mean when you've got a Qt4 based system, you've got to make sure it's pointing at the right place for it compiling. So that didn't take too long. I've written a blog post on where I got the instructions from and the changes I had to make, because the instructions I had there were for an older version of Ubuntu. My bed music stopped. There we go. Start again. What was next? So it uses MySQL and Apache, which is great. MySQL is obviously for the database, for the music, and for almost everything else. The way this is set up is it's all in one big database. It obviously doesn't store the music inside the database, but it does store all the meta tags and a lot of things like scheduling, and the whole setup of the system itself as well. So it's quite easy to move the setup of one installed system to another, back it up, because it is just a MySQL database. You can even have that database running on a separate machine, and if you wanted to add a new machine, they just have to point to that database on a separate server, rather than having to copy it over onto each machine. And Apache, I understand it used to be that it would use some system internally to doing its importing, but now it's using Apache as part of the import system, which might be a little bit tricky because it means you have to set up Apache and have to set up all those things. But it also, the reason that they're using Apache now is because they can use a web-based uploading system, so you can create your tracks and carts and schedules and things through a web interface. I've not got that working because I managed to mess something up because of the way Apache is set up on different systems, but got to work on that. So that's cool. Jack, the Jack Audio Connection Kit, as it's called, is obviously awesome, and the way I've got everything set up on here is purely down to how amazing Jack is. I've got, basically, Rivendell has a whole bunch of Jack outputs. Assuming that you obviously install the you compile it with Jack support, but we got a whole bunch of Jack outputs, and each Rivendell program can be pointed to the different outputs, and then you can plug those outputs out into whichever system you want. I could, in fact, plug it into individual ports, as in sound ports on the sound card. So if I wanted to use a hardware mixer, I can have the separate outputs for coming from Rivendell out into separate things on the sound card, which then goes into the mixer, and then the mixer can go out into external microphones and your FM transmitter or whatever. You've got a lot of flexibility. But obviously, as I'm just running off a desktop PC, I've basically got Rivendell going out into Jack Mixer, which is a standard mixer setup. You can create the sliders and for each thing and just label them, and then plug in all your Rivendell stuff into that, and then have that go out individually to each the recording and to my headphones and all of that. Play the music again. Should have got some more music. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's working nicely. Pulse Audio is not too bad now with its jack support. So if I needed to play something which didn't have jack support, I could. Obviously, I'm then reduced to only having one slider for that because it's only one output. Same with the input as well. If I had to use Pulse to do my input on the voice, I'd have to do that. So yeah, what's next? So the rest of the output I've actually got two sound cards running, because the main sound card in the machine is running everything that Rivendell's doing, but I've got a USB headset which I was able to run into Jack separately by using something called Alsa In. And there's also Alsa Out. It basically creates a separate jack input and output for a different sound card. You get a bit of latency on it, but I think for what I'm doing, it's perfectly good. So I've got all this stuff running in and out of Rivendell and into Audacity. I'm recording on Audacity. I did ponder the idea of actually having Ardour running and do a full-on multi-track thing, so that the music, the bed music, the microphone, all of that is all on different tracks running to a multi-track on Ardour, so I could mix it afterwards if I did mess something up. But I thought that's a little bit too much to set up each time. So it's just running into an Audacity thing, recording it as live. Some of the things I've got, I'll talk about the basic uses of Rivendell itself. This was me talking about my setup itself. So I'm going to play you another piece of music, another bit of Creative Commons from Jamendo. Obviously, I picked something French, which is going to be really hard to pronounce. And the track is called Delirant Planète. By an artist called Lostana David, probably David Lostana, actually, thinking about it. Okay, but I'm going to play that. It's a nice bit of guitar and singing in French. I should have done is told you last time how long the track was, so that everyone who's completely bored by listening to music and wants to hear, and you want to hear me drone about on about something later on, you can just stick to it anyway. So this track is 3:45.7, which is great. It's this, it tells me right in front of me. So you'll be able to skip forward about 3 minutes and you'll listen to me drone on about what I can do with Rivendell. Okay, let's go.
Mal le type est trop bien démodé, aussi mal coiffé qu'écrasé, j'entretiens ma gueule négligée. J'esquive conseils et préjugés, défilé des gueules et télé, de fashion victime décalquée. Déliante planète, j'attends qu'on vienne me réveiller, je veux retourner d'où je viens. C'est bon, j'ai vu ce qu'est devenu la terre dégénérée, je veux retrouver tous les miens. Vernissage et cocktail toute la nuit, la mode et le design en folie, je suis comme un ovni dans Paris. Le ringard bouseux que je suis, perd son temps pour des conneries, urbanité, quelle maladie. Déliante planète, j'attends qu'on vienne me réveiller, je veux retourner d'où je viens. C'est bon, j'ai vu ce qu'est devenu la terre dégénérée, je veux retrouver tous les miens. Pas de religion, pas d'addiction, pas de drogue et de la course au pognon, pas perdre mon temps pour des ronds. Encerclé de vie sur le ton, ligoté dans la fosse au lion, j'ai peur de devenir aussi con. Délirante planète, j'attends qu'on vienne me réveiller, je je viens. C'est bon, j'ai vu ce qu'est devenu la terre dégénérée, je veux retrouver tous les miens. Déliante planète, j'attends qu'on vienne me réveiller, je veux retourner d'où je viens. C'est bon, j'ai vu ce qu'est devenu la terre dégénérée, je veux retrouver tous les miens.
Radio automation
built on the proven Linux platform.
You're experiencing Rivendell radio automation.
Okay, right, I'm back and I've changed the bed music. So let's have a talk about what I can actually do with Rivendell and what I have been trying to be doing while you're listening to me droning on. The main part and the main playback part of Rivendell is an app, application called AirPlay, And basically it's very touchscreen safe. It's a nice big chunky button, so if I had a touchscreen I could be tapping away at it. And it has got I'll include a picture in the show notes, and you can have a look at that. But on one side you've got the music, the main playlist that you're gonna be doing, and you've got nice big green buttons that say start next to them, and it gives you all the information, you know, the artist and how long they are, and if they're playing, it'll show the little progress bar going along. A nice thing is at the top you've got like this big green circle, and when you haven't got anything playing, it just sits there with nothing on, but it becomes a clock. Basically it ticks along and shows you at a glance how much longer you've got until you need to play something else or start speaking. It gives you a countdown after with 20 seconds to go. But also each track, if you go in and you set it up, each track can have a point on it where it says you can start talking now, and so it can also count down to that, so it can give you in a different color on the pie chart. On the clock, it'll tell you that. So that's very neat and really good for DJs who've got a lot going on all at the same time. It's good that they can show you that. It's got a clock on there, which actually has the actual time, so you can just read that off. And next to that, you've got a thing which can tell you when the next automatic track is gonna start. The way it works is because radio stations are obviously time sensitive, you can set this all up so that it things will start automatically at a certain time. It's like I'm looking at the clock now and it's coming up to 6 o'clock, and it could be that I could set up a track to automatically start playing at this time, and so it will tell me that it's going to do that, so you better start talking quickly and finish off what you're doing before this thing starts again. It can also set it up so that each track is scheduled to play at a certain time, but you can tell it to do it all by manual, but it will also tell you, you know, how far behind in the schedule you are and how much time you have to make up. If you're ahead of schedule as well, it can tell you that, and so you can at a glance work out, okay, I need a track which is 4 minutes long to fit this space. Obviously I haven't really done that with this podcast, but I at work I'm working on student radio and things like that, so I'm hoping to use this software to do it, so and that's going to help. I'm rambling again, which is great when I'm doing this live. So that's play about. On the right hand side of the main AirPlay screen, they've also got customizable buttons, so you can play stings and idents and things like that. Okay, the bed music's stopping, so I'll be able to show you this. I've got some buttons which I've set up now to do some sound effects. So grenade. Lovely. I also got the dramatic boom drama, and obviously these buttons can be set up with anything. I could set it up with music, which is what I've done with the bed music. So the music is behind me, I can just click that and it starts playing the bed music from earlier. Stop that. I could also have like a thunderstorm behind me, so sounds like I'm on a dark and stormy night. Anyway, so that's neat. One of the really cool things, this is obviously this is based on old style. Yeah, let's stop the thunderstorm. Back to the music. Okay. Old style systems where you'd have a cart for each piece of music. So you'd this big sort of multi-track tape which you'd plug in to the system and you'd play it off that. Obviously now we're all digital, we can have whatever we want. Each song is on an individual cart on the database, but it doesn't have to have just one piece of music in a car or one sound. What you can do, if you've got like a whole bunch of commercials from the same same person, you can have the like multiple takes, multiple versions of that same commercial, and you can click on it and it will play one, and then later on you can click on it again and be sure that it's not going to play the same one, it will play the next one on the list. So for example, the Rivendell radio automation it is almost a commercial, a sting, which I've been playing a couple of times over the podcast. This thing.
The best radio automation system you'll never pay for. Rivendell Radio Automation.
Now I've got three of those, and they're all assigned to the same button. So if I press it again.
Seriously now, don't you have better uses for $15,000? This is the open source Rivendell Radio Automation System.
So that's the other one, and so there's three of those, and it will play them in order, and then it will loop around every time you press it. So you could have a set of commercials, and you can be sure that you're not going to play the same one twice in the same hour or whatever. So that's all set up, and then you can have you've got like a grid of it's 5x5. You can color them, you can set them all up like that. They flash when you press them. But then I can have multiple versions of this panel. I can just click and switch to another one, so that each show, if you're on a radio station, each show can have a different set. So that if a particular DJ likes his silly noises, he can just set them all up once and doesn't have to set them up again. What else have we got here? That's the sound panel. The right hand side of AirPlay also has a way you can set up the logs, see what you have played and what you will be playing. Is the playlist set up, and it's all ultra complicated. You can have some auxiliary logs as well, playing music that doesn't turn up on the left hand side. Anyway, let's skip on a bit, because this is maybe far too complicated for me to just try and rattle off my top of my head. Let's see, so that's AirPlay. Importing music can be quite easy. I mean, it's got there's an application, a separate app for your library, and you can do the normal sort of importing. You can set up normalizing, cropping the tracks down, obviously putting in more than one track into the carts, which is that's quite easy and straightforward. But you can do if you had a massive load of music you wanted to import all at once, you can set up a Dropbox folder on each machine, so it can look for a particular type of file in a particular folder, and it will, if it sees it, there's a daemon running behind which just imports it all at once and pops it in. Obviously you are kind of limited to if you've got decent ID3 track tags, which is what it gets its information from, so you might be better off doing it one by one, at which point you can also set up when's the safe time to talk during a track, so you don't go over any singing or anything like that, and all of that stuff. So that's quite neat. There's a whole bunch of stuff I haven't properly gotten into. The way it puts up your playlists and your logs for each show, each time of day, can be automatically generated. You've got there's a scheduling wizard which you can set up. Right, I want this many tracks in an hour, they need to be between about this long, and then it will go through each track that it's got and create a playlist for you. It'll even let you avoid having like three 80s tracks in a row by using tags on each track as you've imported them, and so the system itself will know, right, I don't want to be playing Aha three times in a row. Not that you'd want to, but you could set it up that you do. You just want 80s tracks in this hour, interspersed with a commercial. So this can be set up to be completely automated. It doesn't have to be a DJ tool. So that's quite cool. I need to get more into that. There's a system called voice tracking as well, which allows you, when you're creating your playlist, the logs, they're not limited to doing one thing after another with no overlap. You can set segues so that it fades between the two. And also you can set up a separate file to play sort of between the two tracks, overlapping each one, and you can set that up in the log. You can even record your voice directly into the system. That's something I haven't really done yet as well, but I mean, I'm not regretting using it because it's very neat, and it's just practice using it. And that's one problem I think they've had, is that generally it's only radio stations using it, and so therefore the people who have set it up and things like that have set it up in their particular way, and so it's not really a cookie cutter thing. You can't just install it and hope that it works. You have to really work at it, which is a shame, because it means that it's a lot harder to get up and running just to show someone that, you know, look, you could do this so easily. Anyway, that's a digression. I'm a little, it's taken me a long time trying to get getting the right pieces of documentation to get it installed properly. Anyway, I've been talking for a long time. I shall play you another track, and then have a little talk about some of the more advanced things like admin, and some of the database stuff as well, if I think of anything. Anyway, so let's have a go with that. This next track is by an artist called Tanya T6. It's called Pieces Fly Away. Got it off Jamendo. It's about 4 minutes long. And it is pretty generic R&B fluff. So if you want to skip forward 4 minutes, I wouldn't blame you. Apart from it being, you know, a break from my droning nasal voice, which I'm sure I'm going to get sick of when I listen to this recording. I've been recording for 35 minutes. Lovely. Right, okay, let's go on. This is Tanya T6, Pieces Fly Away. Go!
I just wanna fly, I feel like crawling over. No matter how hard I try, the pain won't stop. How do I go? Where do I go? Don't wanna stay, mental block. So we can live without you.
Radio automation
built on the proven Linux platform.
You're experiencing Rivendell radio automation.
There we go. Right, enough of that fluff. What was I going to talk about? Oh, right. Okay. So, the admin interface on Rivendell is quite cool because you can because the database doesn't only hold all your song info and your actual radio stuff, you can actually manage your users, so you can have separate users logging into different machines. You can actually manage on each of the host machines, as in, you know, each, you know, if you had a terminal which is hooked up to the broadcast system, each system can be managed using the Rivendell system rather than trying to do something with the Linux system. It's got its own thing all over the top, and it's all on the same database as your music. You can manage how the sound hardware is hooked up to Rivendell itself. You can manage all sorts of things, each program, each application behaves. Lots of things like that, and it's very neat because it means that if you do have your database on a separate machine, it means you have multiple machines all log in the same to the same database and get their settings from there, so you don't have to mess about too much, and MySQL is quite easy enough to transfer. So that's neat. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the admin. You can set up all sorts of reporting systems. You can back up the database, restore the database, different things like that. So that's it's quite comprehensive. It's a bit ugly. It's Qt3, but it works. I'm quite liking this sort of, I mean, just the way that the system just sits on top of your Linux system means it doesn't matter really what you're running. I mean, you could, you know, have different machines running SUSE and Fedora and Ubuntu and things like that, and it wouldn't matter too much because they all work, all going to work on top of it. And presumably if they were to port it to the Mac or Windows, which is always possible, I mean, Qt's multi-platform anyway, if they did set it up like that, you could have a Windows box running off the same distro, off the same information. So that's that. As I talked about a little bit, the web interface I didn't get set up properly, but I think it's more to do with how Apache's set up on different distros. So next time I do a full install of Rivendell, I'll start from scratch and try and do it properly. There's also a whole sort of interesting macro system which allows you to send sort of commands across the network to each individual machine. It can send messages to, there's a part of AirPlay has actually got there's a little box, and that can flash up messages. Obviously that can be in real time, so like a station manager can send a message to the DJ, or even it can be on a time thing. It's like having a cron job flash up a message to you on a terminal. It's this the scheduler on the system can actually remind you to do something, like remind the DJ or remind whoever's using it. That's very deep, and there's a lot of stuff. It's all nicely Linux-like in that it's got, you know, lots of scripting and things like that. Lots of potential to do some really interesting things. Yeah. It's odd. Sorry, you couldn't hear that. That's an interesting thing, actually. That mess up has reminded me. With each panel, or each sound source, you can have you start something playing, and then you start something else playing from the same place. It can be split into two jack outputs, and so it's like just then I pressed a button on the panel which is playing the bed music, and it started playing it on the second track. So it meant that you couldn't hear it, but I could, because it was busting into my headphones, because that must have been hooked up somewhere, but it wasn't hooked up to the recorder. So that was fun. So it was just finishing off one bed music and trying to play the other one. So I had to stop them both and then start again. That probably didn't make any sense to you. Anyway, live. I'm going to be brilliant at this, aren't I? Okay, so let's have a look at this. I've got I've got three more tracks of music. I don't know how I've managed to do too much there. Oh well. I was going to talk a little bit about podcasting. Obviously, there's a lot of podcasts, just about every podcast these days, who like to do their stuff as live, essentially, and broadcast it. So you've got Jack. So as long as you've set up something like Dark Ice, you can have that. Just you could broadcast whatever you like out into Icecast. So I'm probably going to be able to do that, assuming anyone wants to listen to me. I think I might think about using Ardour to do the recording, because it means I've got my separate tracks, and it means that it'll sound like it's live, but the multi-track thing would help me a lot, especially with when I'm mucking about like this, and it's I'm doing it as live, but it doesn't sound very good. I could cut out all of those, all these ums. Anyway, so that seems to be working all right. As I started this, it's feeling a lot easier to do once you start talking. I tried starting this three times, and managed to get tongue-tied, so this is the third time's the charm. I won't play you any more music, because, well, I've got three more tracks there, I could, but my throat's hurting anyway, and I'm sure the wife will be home soon. Right, okay, I'm going to leave everything in the show notes. That would be to do with Rivendell. Rivendell Audio, if you Google for that, you should be able to find it. It's really neat, and I think one problem is that their documentation is basically a wiki, and it's not great, because there's several pages on there which are just copy-pastes from forums, so you're hunting around a lot. Obviously, I haven't had enough experience in it in order to think. I'm sure there is plenty of documentation on things other than Ubuntu, like OpenSUSE, which is what the main developers develop it for. They've probably got great things for that, but Debian and Ubuntu, it's not quite as good, and it would be great if more people could look at it And maybe look into using it for podcasting, especially live podcasts, because if people are doing things as live anyway, it might be nice to try and use a system which is designed for live broadcast of stuff. There is a really big manual and operation guide, but unless you're going to read it from cover to cover, there isn't really nice tutorials. Not many anyway, and when they are, they're by other people. They've stuck it on their blog, and if more people could be doing that as like official documentation, it might be nice. There's also a lack of screencasts, at least on YouTube. I did look around, but I couldn't really find anything, so that's something I might do myself once I've gotten into everything. But it's very tricky to get into Rivendell because it's so vast, there's so much stuff there, and I'm having enough trouble explaining it to myself, let alone to you lot. Anyway, I think I'll wrap this up now. If you want to get in contact with me, go to aukondk.com, which is aukondk.com. I've got a crappy little a landing page. It's got a link to my new blog, which is on a separate site, bluedrava.com, which is where I'm going to put all my projects. If you want to chat to me on Google+, Twitter occasionally, there's links to everything on aukondk.com. You lot have a nice day. I don't know who I'm talking to necessarily. You probably already turned off. I bet no one's even listening anymore. I'm not even going to put this out once I've listened to it back, but I'll probably make myself do it. Oh, dearie, dearie. Okay, links in the show notes, especially to all the music I've played, because obviously Creative Commons, you have to give attribution. Everything was basically either by SA or by. I didn't do anything which is NC, because that's all big trouble with that. I just ignore anything that's NC. Anyway. Yeah, I've gone quiet. It's time to stop. Have a great day, and I hope you enjoy the next episode of Hacker Public Radio a lot more than this one, because I've stop Stephen, let's there we go. Grenade, wind, thunder, oh my god, and we shall be okay. I'm getting lost now. Let's play the Rivendell thing, and then I shall be the outro music, and I'll see you next time. Maybe.
The best radio automation system you'll never pay for. Rivendell Radio Automation.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.